Nazir Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We're about to start learning Bi'iyun, the dinim of Tuma Lameis, that's Neger to a Nazir. We have to point out a few Akdamas. One is that there's a whole other area of Halacha that's Neger to all the nitty gritty of being Mitama Lameis, what's Mutter, what's Asur, and that has nothing to do with a Nazir. A Nazir is somebody who's separated. Nazirus means he's a Parush. And because of that, he's not allowed to be Metam L'meis. There's somebody else who's separated from the rest of Klal Yisrael, and he's not allowed to be Metam L'meis. And of course, that's a Kohen. So the Mishnah over here is going to put together the dinim of a Kohen together with a Nazir. The other Hagdama that we have to give is that there's a number of ways that a Nazir can become Tomei L'meis, which really means that there's a number of ways that anybody could become Tomei L'meis in terms of Tumah, except that it's not an Isser. When a Nozir comes into contact with a mace in any of the ways that's mitame, so then what we have in front of us is an Isser. He's violating his Nazirus. One thing that's matter violating the Nazirus, the same way it's matter for a Kohen, is the mitzvah of being mitapa with a mace mitzvah. And that's how we start the perek. Kohen Godel v'Nozir ena mitame b'kreveim, ava mitame l'mace mitzvah. A Nozir has the choymer of a Kohen Gadol, the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Emor, that a Kohen Hedid is allowed to be metame, even though he's not allowed to go to a levaya. He's not allowed to become tomei lemeis to any meis, but he's allowed to be metame himself. Not only is he allowed to, there's a mitzvah for him to be metame himself to any of his close relatives, namely father, mother, son, daughter, brother, a sister who's not part of Shevet Yisrael, that means she's not married out. All those, and a wife, of course, all those close krovim, a kohen is mechuyev to be metamed to. A kohen gadol is not allowed to, but a kohen gadol is allowed to and must be metapa with a meis mitzvah. So even though the nozer has the din of a kohen gadol and both of them are in the metamed bekreveim, av metamed lemeis mitzvah. If they're going by derech, they find a dead body, and nobody's being metapel. A meis mitzvah, the definition of a meis mitzvah is somebody who nobody's being metapel with. There should be a subjective definition. What does it mean there's nobody to be metapel with? What it has to mean is that it's in a place where there's nobody around to be misasik b'kvurosoi. There's a machlok tushen. What happens if somebody, Nebuch, passed away, and there's a body where there are people to be metapel, there's nobody who's achroi? That means like this. In the parasha of Tumas HaMeis, there's an overlap, what we just said before, Lagabi HaKoyin, there's an overlap between the heter letameloi and the chiyuv letameloi. The chiyuv letameloi, lecher, means that the Torah is set up, and this is where the Rambam brings in Hilchus Ovo, when he's talking about the halachos of Kvura, is that close relatives state in their parasha that close relatives are mechuyev l'tapel b'misas kreveim. When a person has relatives, the pshat is those are the people on whom is mutl the burial of their korv. A meis mitzvah is somebody she'en l'kreveim. So theoretically, he could be in a place where there are other people. It's not b'mochem she'en ish. But l'maisa, it's b'mochem she'en ish, that's mechuyev, that doesn't bleib the meis mitzvah. We're trying to point this out. There's even an interesting illustration of this. We'll go a little bit further afield. There's a musik that we find in the Gemara in several places where Kohanim were metamed themselves, Bimei Hatanoim and Amiroim, by the Levaya of a Nosi. By the Levaya of somebody who's the God of Lador, they were metamed themselves. And others want to learn out from there a blanket dispensation that Tzadikim, Gedei Lador, are not metamed lemeis. Are not, which would be matter kahanim going to kvorim of anoshim gedolim. L'chayre, based on the sugis and the rishonim, that's not the case. There's no din that they're not metame tzadikim gedolim. No, the din is that kahanim were able to be metame themselves, or maybe they were mechuyev. We'll say better, they are mechuyev to be metame to a nasi, to a god l'adar. Why? Because by a godel ador hakol kroivov, as I state in Gemara, the same way the gabi hilchus avelus, when the godel ador is nifta hakol kroivim, and everybody has to rise kriya, there's certain nihugim of avelus by a godel ador. Maybe it's not relevant today, but there's certain nihugim of avelus that all of Klal Yisrael is mukhoiv. Why? Because all of Klal Yisrael is the immediate kroivim, are the immediate kroivim of a godel ador. If the kahanim are not metame, in a kahanim there are others that are being metapel. But it's a beginning of Meis Mitzvah because the Kovet HaMes is Mechayiv that HaKoil Kroivov. So then everybody's Mechayiv to be Metame. So we see that Meis Mitzvah is not only a function of, oh, there's Nebuch a body that's lying, Bibizoyin, there's nobody to bury. But the Kovet HaMes means that the ones who are supposed to be Mesasek B'Kvurasi, the ones who are Mechayiv in the Avelus of that person, are the ones who are Mechayiv B'Kvurasi. And the geder, who's mechuyev b'kvuros, it could be wide, depending on who the person is. So the Mishnah says over here, hoyim halchem baderech, umosu meis mitzvah. A kohen gadol and a nosu were going together baderech, and they found the meis mitzvah. Now, only one of them has to be metapel. Who's almi mutal? Reb Lezer oymi yitame kohen gadol v'yitame nozer. The kohen gadol should become tamei, not the nozer, v'chom oymi yitame nozer v'yitame kohen gadol. The one who kedusha should be protected more is the kohen gadol. What the halacha over here is sounds like a halacha of who's kodim, who's more chashuv. What are the svaras? The Mishnah is not mevar. Amalem Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says the chacham yitame kohen. The svaras sheni may be korban al tumosoi. We see that a kohen is not allowed to be mitame kohen gadol. But lemaisa his tuma doesn't have repercussions of a kohen, of a korban. He's mitayer himself. And his kohen is intact. Val yitame nozer shu may be korban al tumosoi. If a nozer becomes tame, by the way, even a nozer becomes tame, he has to go through the process of tiglachas, shaving off his hair, bring the karbonos that we've described, karbonos of tuma. It has nothing to do with whether he did an aveir or not. Over here, he's doing a mitzvah. The fact of the matter is that a nozer's tuma has repercussions. So because of that, Rebbe Lezer sees that it's more chomer, the becoming tame in the middle of a nazirus, than a kohen becoming tame. Amru lo yitame nozer, shein kedushas kedushas oilam. To violate the kedusha of a nozer, that's not the nozer's natural state. He stepped into a matzav of nazirus. Okay, so if he has to break that because of the kedusha, he'll start again, vish geferluch, or geferluch, but not as geferluch, as v'al yitame kohen, shein kedushas kedushas oilam. The kohen, you're violating kedushas and kedushas elam. That's a bigger kedusha to violate. We'll point out that be'etzim this machlokes between Reb Lezer and Chacham has nothing to do with a kohen gadol. The Mishnah only used the example of a kohen gadol because his kedusha, as far as kroivim is concerned, is as chomer as a nozer. But be'etzim this back and forth is by kohen edid also. It's not allowed to be metamel lemeis. U kedushas and kedushas elam. Nozer lemeis has kabanos. You have the same back and forth. Another thing worth pointing out over here is the Mefarshim have a ha'ora that the Mishnah L'chaira says that Nazirus can never be a Nazir Oilam. It's shayich for a person to be Madir Benoi HaKotin, and it'll be chal on him as a Kotin. We had a discussion. L'chaira will say that if father makes his son a Nazir Oilam, it's fort not Loilam because the son had to be born, so it wasn't Loilam, he was born. But the Mefarshim point out, as Kivega over here in the Gilyan, that it's shaykh for a father to be Madir Benoi Benazirus forever from when he's Mamish a newborn, even though he's Betzim not a Bar Chinuch. It's a machlokes over there. Lefi that day, Lechayr also Nazir should be Nazir Olam. But that's just a halachah l'moshe mesina, a psachidish Nazirus. That's not that's in Parashim Nazirus. That's in Parashim Nazirus is that a person is Mekabal on himself, a temporary Hanhoga, Precious. But it's not a kedusha soil, mashen ken kuna. So that's the shak v'tai in the Mishnah. Mishnah base. Aleilu tumas hanozim migaleach. Over here, the Hakdomi is that tumas meis bichlal, like we said, the fact of tumas meis, not the isser of tumas meis, is not only on a full body, but it could be even on a part of a body. The Mishnah goes through, and this is negel, a lot of Mishnayis in oilus. Because a lot of the inyonim and mesechas oilus is how a person becomes tamil amaze. Kiyodua, that becoming tamil amaze is not only touching a mace, It's also Masa of a Mace. It's a basic concept in Tumah V'Taira that even if a person moves a Dova HaMetame, depends which Tumah, but let's say a person moves a mess, he doesn't touch the mess, he's not in direct contact with the mess, and he's also not under the same roof as the mess, but that's in fact that he's in motion with the mess, that itself is a connection that's metame. The third way, besides for maga and masa, is oil. Person's metame when he's under the same roof, when either he's mile on the mace or he's under the same roof as the mace. Either one of these, all these three efanim are also to a goyin. All these three efanim are metame anybody, and then he needs efe paraduma to come out to her. So here the Mishnah says also that not only a whole body, but part of a body, al elu tumas anozim galeach. These tumois cause a nozir to be soiser his state of nazirus, and then he has to be megaleach, bring karbonis of tumor, and start again. Al ames, on a whole body, al kizayis min ames, these are all halachim moshim sinais. Now one has to understand that we're going to have now a bunch of cases. Al kizayis min ames is not a whole dead body, it's a part, a small part. And then we're going to have a bunch of other cases that are along the same line. So why is the Mishnah have to say al ames? If partial mace is metame and tumas anozim galeach, then kavuchem al ames. So the truth of the matter is that the Gemara could be doichet. The Gemara b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says that al ames tachet doesn't mean a part. Al ames means a uber shebemei imoy. To be a havamin, that's not metame. Komash malon, that if it has a tzuras havlad, it's metame. That's alames. But lamaisa, the Rav, the Rambam, don't go that way. They go with the other lashon in the Gemara, which is the lecher, the halach, because it goes with Rava. And the way they explain alames is also not a full mess. It's a partial mess. The Rav brings down several dinim that are mavur behemshech. That when we talk about Atzomos min ames. So what we're talking about is, it's not talking about a kezayis basa. Kezayis min ames is talking about a kezayis basa, and that's why it has a chshivus. The point is that all the dinim, all the amounts that are going to be mentioned, have some type of chshivus that they have a din of a mess. Kezayis min ames is a kezayis basa, not a kezayis etzem. That being said, legabe atzomos, legabe bones, so what the Rav quotes from the Gemara is Afal Pishen Yisholem El Sheesh by Roiv Binyan. It has Roiv Binyan, which means that it has most of the Tzura of Avlad, which is the two legs with Yerech Echa with one thigh, because that holds up the body. Or Roiv Minyan Hoyevorim, even if it's not the essential parts, there are a lot of small bones that are in the skeleton of a human being that are not the essential bones that are the Roiv Binyan. But they could be roiv minyan. They could be most in terms of numbers. The Gemara says that the number for a roiv is 125. 125 is because it's a roiv of ramach evorim. Like a yid knows that there are ramach evorim, like there are ramach mitzase. The Rav points out, afilu ein bem roiv kav, even if it doesn't have the amount that will be mentioned later on in the Mishnah, a very small skeleton will not have a roiv, a fourth of a measurement of a kav. It's still metame ba'oil, and it's soiser nezirus. What happens if it doesn't have the ikatsuras binyan of a skeleton, which is shnei shoykin v'yerechecha, two legs and one thigh, and it also doesn't have kuf kov hei evarim, which is roiv binyan? So then it needs, if it doesn't have the quality, a roiv, then it needs the quantity, which means that then it has to have a certain amount. You have a few very big bones, and then it has to be chatzi akav. Chatzi akav is that amount which is metame b'chol oifin shuhu. So that's ala mes, also a partial mes, but it's enough either al tzrev minyan binyan or al the amount, and that's why it's considered a mes. Kezayis min ames, we explained it, kezayis basar. Because all these shiurim, by the way, are halachim l'moshim. We see that the Gemara Gerada understands it, rationalizes it, that a kezayis min ames is the amount of flesh that a uber b'mei imoy starts off with. So since that already has a tzura of a human being, well, that's enough to be considered a mess. Kezayis netzel is the disintegrated, it sounds like something liquid, something soft when the when a body is put into the ground and decomposes, so there's a certain liquid of some type of moisture that flows out of that basar, out of the flesh, human flesh, as it's decaying. And if there's a kazayis of that, that's also considered a mess. Maloy tarvod rekev. The next case in the Mishnah is val maloy tarvod rekev. Rekev is disintegrated, again, basar meis, and it turns into dust. It's the dust of disintegrated decay of human flesh. And tarvod is a big spoon. It's a big amount. How much is it actually? Not a regular spoon. It's a large, like a silver spoon, like a serving spoon, because the shear that's mentioned is a kaf gedoyla machzekes meloy chofnayim. It has a fistful. The tarvod rekev that's considered a mace over here, what's mavur in the sugya in, it's a gemara over here on Dafnun, a lot of this is really the gemaras that gebayt on learning Maseches Oilos biyun, where all these in yarn about discussed. And rekev is only metameit, it's doch not bosom and ames, it's only the dust of. So it's metama only if it's pure former human decay. Not if it's mixed with something else. But derech klal, if a person's buried, and he's buried in tachrichim, so then what decays is with the tachrichim. So memela, what's going to be mixed into that decay, into that rekev, is going to be either the wood from the oren, from the coffin, or there's going to be the begotten that he's buried in. That rekev is not metame. It's not only amount to the shear, it's the authenticity that's called a mess. Ala shedro. Shedro is a spine, but ala gugelus is a skull. And the idea over here is also, even if there's no basar at all, it's just the bones, but it has a chshivus of being considered a mess. Now, the reason why it has a chshivus is because it's obviously the spine is the ikar that keeps the body in one place, and the skull, which is the ikar tzura sa'odam, already has a din of a whole mess, but it's only if it's a full skull or a full shedra, not if it's missing a piece. Al evim in ames. Evim in ames over here means where it has a full tzura of an aver, which means that not only the bone, but it has on it bosor gidin v'atzomos, as it states in the sugya in Oilus. It has to have enough bosor, the shear that's mentioned, is kedei lahalos aruko. That means if it was still attached to a person, if it wasn't amputated from a person, it would be enough that it would grow back, the flesh would grow back. If flesh is completely sawed off, a person's injured in battle, and the flesh is completely sawed off of the bone, it won't grow back. But if there's some amount, I don't know how much, but if there's some amount on it, then medically that's considered the basa, the minimal amount of basa that needs to be on the etzem for it to be considered a functioning aver. That is the amount. You have this also, by the way, as a parallel, chulin by aver menachai, where there's a lav, a person needs aver menachai, it's machol sasurois. And over there also, aver menachai that's osur, is even if it's less than a kazayis, if it's a full aver, but that full aver has to be something that has a atzomos, bosor gidim atzomos. Al evim min achai sheyesh alav bosor keroi. Here's a chiddush. Till now we're talking about parts of a dead body. Now we're talking about what happens if a person had, rachman son, a battle, like we said, a person had a limb amputated. That limb, if it has on it bosor keroi, has a din of a mess, even though the person who it belonged to, is dead. And that's only a full bosor gidim v'atzomos. V'achatzi kav atzomos, the amount of atzomos when it's not roiv minyan binyan of a human body, that's metame, is amount of achatzi kav. V'achatzi loig dam, loig is a liquid measurement. So the amount of blood, which is considered ki adam hu abosor, ki adam hu anefesh, is a chatzi loig. Again, it's all halacha Moshe Mesinai. Al magon v'al mason v'al aholon. This is the klal of all the cases that we just mentioned. It's metame b'mago, b'maso, and b'oil, like we explained. Val etzem kisoira. This is a full bone with the shear of a soira. It's much smaller shear. It's a full bone, but it has a smaller shear. Here we don't see this as a full mess. And it only has a din to be metame tumas meis al magoi val masoi. Even though normally coming into contact is maga masa and also oil, the chomer of tumas meis. Over here it's only mago masa. And if it's only mago masa, that tells us that it's tumas a tumah kal, it's not really a full body. It has a gives a shaykhis to a body because the ganze etzem. So as a din of mago masa, l'choira, the din of that amount, which is mitama only b'mago masa, doesn't have a din of a mess. Doesn't have a din of a mess, so then it's not sois in the zirus. L'maisa, a chelik of the halacha Moshe Messina, is that a nozer is migaleach al mago v'al maso. It's a chiddush. Because normally you would say that if it's only mitama mago v'al maso, then it's not a body, then b'chlal doesn't have a koyach to be sois in the zirus. It does. It has a koich to be soise b'maga or masa, not boil. Same way it's not metama boil. Al elu anozim migaleach. The din is a soise in zirus. Umaza. He has to be maza the eifer poro b'yam shlishu b'yam shvi. V'soise as hakoidmin. It takes off everything that he can't tell them. V'ne mascha limnois. El ad shiita or maybe his kobanoisim. Until he's metari. He brings his kobanoisim b'tumah. And then he could start again, the way we explained many times.